I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope. I'm already drunk.
So this is where we are today. Like, yeah. Recording on the phone.
Like
cuddling on the couch.
Good old days.
I'm just so tired. I want to get everything out.
I'm also so tired, and I didn't want to do this, but I also...
That craft really took it out of me.
That was a lot. We did crafting, you guys.
Yeah, it's spring equinox.
Springtime.
It's Ostara. Is that how you say it?
Ostara.
So we made basems? Basomes?
Yeah, basems.
Tonight.
Yeah, we did.
We are not sitting 6 feet apart.
We're not.
We're breaking COVID rules right now.
Sorry. I'm also, I forgot I have to go to the dentist tomorrow, and I'm filling out the COVID online thing right this second. Mm. You were like, okay, let's start. And I was like, we're doing what now?
Wait, what?
Wee-woo!
Okay. Wee-woo!
Okay. Hi.
Hello, friends.
So I had a great story for you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get your opinion, your live reaction times.
Okay.
Wait, does that say it's, oh.
That's okay. Recording.
No, my brain processed that as 1 second and not 1 minute. And I was like, we have not been recording for 1 second. No, we're good. We're good. Everybody's good.
That's good.
Okay, so... We all recall on last week's episode, I talked about the guy who, like, made plans with me and then ghosted.
Yes.
In the middle of the plans. And I was like, what the fuck? So there's this other guy who I have been flirting with since October. And I finally invited him to do stuff with me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I met him at a kink event. So I invited him to a kink party. And... I thought things were mostly fine, right? There was like, we are both awkward people with anxiety moments, which, you know, like
it
just like first time jitter stuff.
Yeah.
But overall, I felt like it went really well. And I invited him to see me again. And also on my way out to the car, I was like, please text me when you get home because I'm slowly but surely turning into my mother.
yeah,
and he
want to make sure that your friend gets home safe.
Right, and he laughed about that.
Right.
And was very, you know. So, yeah, he laughed at that because I want, you know, I'm slowly turning to my mother. He let me know that he got home safe. And I also have been like, oh, shit, I have to work tomorrow. And he's like, oh, no, I feel so bad for you. And then I was like, it's going to be really hard to get to work by 2 p.m. And he was like, I do not feel bad for you.
I no longer feel bad for you.
And I was like, okay, but hear me out. I'll get home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I will only, like, if I fall asleep right away, I will just get 9 hours of sleep before I have to get up and get to work. And he was like, you're not making a good case for yourself.
Poor Maggie always gets flack for working second shift and wanting to sleep all day. Like, you know, the rest of us sleep all night and she stays up all night.
Right.
And so she gets to sleep all day. It's just right. How it is.
But like, you see how those conversations sound cute and bantery.
Yes, those conversations are cute and bantery. Yes.
Yes.
Still don't feel sorry for you.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, and I told him that I never wear matching socks. And he was like, you are chaos. Like, all very cute and flirty and fun.
You're like, yeah, some surprise Loki doesn't worship me.
I just held up my socks for Shannon to see. So, guess who ghosted me now?
Oh, no.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know.
Fuck him.
And because I am in... I'm insane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a glutton for punishment. I was like, let's double down. I have lost all of my money. Let's bet double. And I message the first ghosting guy.
Okay.
And he responds right back.
All right.
Like fucking nothing has happened.
Exactly. I told you that would happen.
You did tell me that would happen.
Just pretend it didn't happen and he'll just start showing you his dick again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on his dirty story. He hasn't directly sent me his dick, but also I messaged him once yesterday and twice today. So yeah, I don't, fuck everybody.
And then he had that post, who wants to go on vacation with me?
Yeah, he posted. He posted that. I sent it to Shannon. He posted a post. Let me read it because he's in a different country right now. He's always been in a different country. He's never been in America. Not this whole year. I already don't know where it is. I already have lost it.
Yeah, it's not that far back.
No, it was yesterday. There it is. All right. So he posts all these things from his, you know, thing. He's like, this city, that city. I stayed in a converted windmill. Look at my view. And he says, vacationing before and after deployment makes life more bearable. Who's coming on the next trip with me? You motherfucker, it was supposed to be me.
Me. I'm going on the next trip. We already decided this.
Oh, you fuck.
What the fuck, you motherfucker?
What the fuck, you fucker?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I'm not making any plans with him ever. He is clearly untrustworthy.
Now we have to take sexy girlfriend vacation.
Oh, it's all his fault.
Ugh. All his fault.
It's all his fault that we have to go to a nudist resort together. Yeah.
I'm going to start buying see-through dresses just for that occasion.
I can't wait for that for you. I own a bunch.
You do?
I own a bunch.
You wear them to your parties.
To my parties, yeah. So yeah, I am unlovable and undateable, and apparently nobody thinks I am deserving of any respect. So,
welcome to 2022.
Here's the thing. I wasn't even trying to have a relationship with either of these men.
No, you're just having conversation with one mm-hmm. and just wanted to go on vacation with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Who you've known for like over 10 years.
Correct. Correct.
That one's not weird at all.
Right.
That's like me going up to Ben B and being like, hey, you want to go on vacation again? Just you and me? Sure, let's go. Like, I don't know. It's
fucking weird. Why are people like that? Just say what you are thinking. And I also keep on being like, well, you know, I have ghosted people. But it's because, like, almost exclusively, I ghost people if they come on to me sexually, and I was not anticipating that.
Yeah.
That is the ghosting move. I'm sorry. I did not think that that's where this conversation was going, and I'm just going to ignore you. That is ghost. That is what.
What? What? No.
What? No.
We pull our best Tina. Tina Belcher.
Tina Belcher. Yep. White men we hate. Ted Cruz.
All of them.
All of them. Also Josh Hawley. Basically, Lindsey Graham. All the guys on the Senate Judiciary who are talking to KBJ and being fucking assholes
who
about
are
it.
Asking the most racist questions.
Oh my
ever.
God. Ted Cruz asked if,
bless her heart, and I do not mean that in this
in the fuck you way, but just like.
Bless her for keeping her shit together, answering these goddamn imbeciles. They might as well just have kindergartners ask her questions because they would ask better questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would ask better questions.
Right. Right. Get high schoolers who are in AP US history who want to get college, like get recognized on their college applications for doing something special to ask questions. And their questions would be on point and better and relevant.
Yes.
So anyway, all of the white dudes on the Senate Judiciary, all of the white Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are all fucking piece of fucks.
You.
Yes, and Ted Cruz asked if she thought babies could be racist, like in this children's book.
And she was just like, oh, honey.
She sighed at him. But the correct answer was, why, yes, because you, Ted Cruz, are a racist baby.
That would have been so magical.
She doesn't want to fuck over her chance at getting this job. You can't say that when you're in a job interview. Even though What's-His-Face was talking about boofing with Squee.
I feel like you could say that in a job interview at some point.
You're a racist baby.
It is 2022.
You're a racist baby.
Why, yes, Ted Cruz, because you're a racist baby. But in all seriousness, Jesus Christ.
Also, fuck Netflix. I am starting to consider not having Netflix anymore.
Well, what did they do?
All right. One, they're raising rates again. Two, they keep just fucking ending shows. Like, they're like, that didn't make me enough money, so I'm not going to let them wrap it up or anything.
Oh, ending good shows?
Ending shows that I've been enjoying. Like, the vast majority of the shows that I've watched on Netflix have not gotten an ending. They just got canceled.
Hmm.
Right? And I hate it. It makes me unhappy. And they are starting, not in the U.S. yet, but they are starting a fee for if you are sharing your password outside your household. So that is occurring in a few different countries right now. They're testing that. And their catalog has become shit. Like,
there goes Lisa's profile.
Right.
In France.
Right.
That's not even just outside my home. That's outside my DVD code.
Right.
My DVD region.
So yeah, that is like Netflix, their catalog sucks. Like, it used to be good, and that just...
Well, everyone started pulling their shit because they have their own streaming services now. That's what happens when you're a pioneer.
Right.
And no one wanted to put in the time and effort and money to having their own streaming services 10 years ago. So Hulu and Netflix were able to monopolize on everything, and now everyone is getting their own.
Funny side story, when I first started watching Hulu, it was illegal and all of the links in it were illegal.
Stop, were they?
I'm totally serious. Hulu was one of the best streaming for like illegal streaming when it first started. Yep.
They also had shit movies 10 years ago. Mm. Like shit movies. So it was only good for watching next day TV.
Yes. But Netflix was the best DVD rental service.
Yes.
16 years ago. 18, Jesus Christ. Because I'm thinking 2004, 2005, right?
Yeah, I got Hulu right. I mean, I got Netflix right as they started phasing out DVDs.
Well, the guy, okay, so the guy who goes to me about vacation, I used to fuck his brother. We all know this. This was in 2004. And the younger brother who I had a thing with, he paid $4 a month for Netflix at that time. And he would get DVDs and he would burn them. And he burned me so many DVDs when we were fucking. I got so many great DVDs from this guy because he had the $4 a month Netflix. And he would burn DVDs for me.
That's funny.
That was when, yeah. $4 a month. All those DVDs.
Yes.
And they, like when they first started streaming, they had a fuck ton of movies.
Yes.
So anyway, Netflix being like, we're going to keep canceling all the shows in the middle of them. And we're going to also start charging you. Like, just fuck off, Netflix. I don't need you. I'm just going to go back to pirating. All the streaming services have gotten too expensive. Yeah. Back to pirating.
And streaming from some sort of server in the middle of the Pacific.
I'm fine with it.
Yep. My friend does that. She's like, if you ever want my password, let me know.
So what about you?
And she has different versions of...
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that.
About
like,
The Good Place.
We were watching The Good Place, and I was like, oh, I've never seen this scene. I've watched this episode 12 times. So, yeah. Anyway.
I poked your cat on the head, and she started purring. Like,
she's
it was the best.
Dude, she's like on top of you.
I'm aware she is.
Like, if you scooted closer to me, she would scoot closer to you.
I did not consent to this.
My animals just cannot stay off Maggie. Even the new little one is like...
She was licking my ankles excessively today. She could not get off...
Too bad
off.
You don't have a foot fetish.
Well, so trampling in the kink community is when you stand on someone.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Stepping on someone.
Yeah.
Trampling them. And Snapdragon loves to step on me. And so today I sent out a Snapchat to my kink friends. And... she was standing on me and purring wildly.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my cat's kink is trampling me. Mm-hmm. Everyone loved it. High quality content. Because she was purring her little heart out. And also you could tell she was fully squishing my boob with her little paw.
Right.
She loves to trample.
Mm-hmm. Damn pets.
So any quick recommendations on content and content recs?
No, I've just been watching Trashed with Anina. We watched Joe Millionaire for Richard Reporter. We ripped through that bullshit. Did you finish it? Yeah, we finished it.
Did you see that the hot one already broke up?
Yeah, the hot one. Yeah, we stalked their Instagrams right away. The hot one already broke up, and the other one's still with his girl. So I'm glad they had two guys. It was delightful. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, garbage TV. It's good.
And then I think we're going to start watching Love Island, which is the British version of Bachelor in Paradise. Because I fucking love Whore Island.
I know you love Whore Island.
And it's British, so it's racier. They show more skin, and they say more words that we're not allowed to say on American TV.
Great.
So we started watching it, and like 10 minutes in, I was like, I think we need to turn this off because Catherine was still up.
Here.
And, you know, I watch a lot of questionable things with my daughter, like Jackass the movie. But, like, there's only so much I want to have to explain to her. So we switched to RuPaul's Drag Race, which was good idea in theory, but they just happened to be playing. It was that cock-a-doodle-doo game.
Oh my
and
God.
So RuPaul said cock a lot and showed roosters. And so Scott was like, you went from Whore Island to cock-a-doodle-doo? And I was like, she's used to drag queens.
I tried.
I tried real hard.
You tried? Yeah.
But yeah, no, not much else going on. I'm still reading trash books. So.
I'm still working through that crappy series called Glass and Steel. There are 13 of books and I am on the 12th one.
Oh, you're almost done.
Very sad. Very, very sad.
I read for 6 hours yesterday.
Good for you. What about really? Your job?
Shh. I work from home.
Yeah, that doesn't, right. So I gotta tell you the story that you just heard me tell my cousin. My parents chumped me.
They did?
Yes.
I'm so glad I didn't ask you to watch Daisy this weekend. I was like, oh, no, there's no way Maggie's got Snapdragon. She's not going to be able to come over here twice a day and shoot up Daisy. Oh, I wonder if I could take Daisy to Maggie's house. She can hide her in her parents' bathroom for 3 days. I thought all the things.
Oh, well, I appreciate you working on that. I'm trying to think all the things.
But you're already house sitting for someone.
Right, and I agreed to this in January, right? So when this came up and she was like, yeah, I want to pay you $75 a day, I was like, yes. Because
that's a lot. That's what I pay my boarder who does it professionally.
I never work over spring break, or if I do, it's minimal hours. And this spring break has April 1st in it, when my rent is due and I have not been working all week.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, this will be great. And she was like, we really want you to stay overnight. We have two dogs and like we want you to be there. And I was like, and she was like, and we have a hot tub and a sauna. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Great.
All the masturbating.
Great. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to just
relaxing.
Just relax. And my parents have been on this 3-week trip and they had told me they were going to be back March 24th.
Perfect. When does your thing you start?
March 25th
is
when spring,
awesome.
Spring breaks. It's perfect. It works perfect. Out. They will be home to feed Snapdragon. I'll come home once a day to, you know, grab some snacks, change some clothes, pet my cat.
Check in. Yeah.
They are not coming home till the 27th.
Oh.
So that is 3 days. 3 days where I will have to be, so Snapdragon gets fed 3 times a day. Special food, special diet food.
Oh, man.
That I have to, like, make every time.
Yeah.
And then
how big are the dogs? Can you take them to your house?
They're mid-sized dogs. I don't know, because here's the other thing, because I'm stupid. No, I didn't know that my parents were doing this yet. She said, the lady who I'm dog sitting for said, hey, our neighbor 3 doors down wants you to walk her dog. And I was like, yeah, sure, $25 a day. And she was like, great. So now I'm getting $100 a day.
To watch 3 dogs, and you also hate dogs.
Yeah. Well, I used to dog sit these Dachshunds all the time that I really liked. They were cute and funny. So
if I asked you to dog sit Millie, you would tell me to go fuck myself.
I mean, Millie and I just don't have a great relationship. It's not dogs. It in general, it's just Millie and I don't get along great. So.
What if these dogs don't like you?
Well, that's going to really fucking suck.
Yeah, you're going to have to wear all the pheromones so that they like you.
So that they like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kept thinking about those Dachshunds who I love to, how dog sit for and how great that was. And I was like, yeah, this will be great.
Oh, man.
So now I am dog sitting three dogs.
Shit.
And Candy and Brian chumped me. And I have to drive.
And everyone else is out of town, too.
Everybody's out of town because it's spring break.
Everyone I called to get to shoot up my cat was out of town. Like, I finally found someone. I'm taking her to my aunt's house. I'm like, you can just lock her in a room. Like, you just lock her in the bathroom for 5 days. Like, she's not going to care.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm taking the dogs to a border and the one cat to my aunt's because she needs drugs. So, anywho. We just wanted to record real quick.
I wanted to tell you.
A little tasty taste.
I wanted to tell you about the double ghosting. The double ghosting. God damn it, everybody. God damn it. So, I had an internet thing of the week. This was one of the things that I sent to the guy because he is a published author. And this spoke to me. Things that make writers anxious. Not writing. Writing. People reading their stories. People not reading their stories. Editing. Not editing. Not having any good ideas. Having too many ideas and not being able to decide which to write. Having one really good idea and worrying they're not a good enough writer for that idea. Not having the time to write. Having the time to write. So that was...
All the things.
Literally everything.
All the things.
Literally everything. So that was, I sent that to him, and he said that is pinpoint accuracy, and I agreed. So that's why I liked it.
Oh, Måneskin's coming to the United States. Woo! So excited!
Are you the most happy person?
I'm the most happy person ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully going to get my tickets tomorrow. I have a Citibank card. I'm going to fucking take advantage of the Citibank early buy. Get some fucking great-ass seats at the Fillmore.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
When's that?
November 19th, 18th.
Oh, good. Well, as long as it's not the
yes.
11th it's or 12th.
The weekend after our Vegas trip.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't get COVID in Vegas. Because I will wear 12 KN95s and drag my I'm ass gonna to the floor.
Wear a hazmat suit the whole time.
Wear a hazmat suit. We'll get my uncle and borrow an oxygen tank from his firefighting gear.
Perfect.
And roll in.
Perfect. Perfect. And if you're in the hospital, just get your hospital bed in there. It's fine.
I'm so excited.
I'm glad.
I don't know who's going with me, but I'm going.
Good. I know how much you love them. Someone's I mean, I think they're great. Me. I don't love them as much as you do, but like, I get why you love them as much, you know? All right, guys. Did you have anything else you wanted to say or add or share?
That's it.
All right, great. So a nice little mini-sode for you. Dip in just to be like, fuck Ted Cruz. Fuck Netflix. Fuck all these men who think ghosting is appropriate. And
at least it wasn't a post-it note.
At least it wasn't a post-it note. Yeah. All right, you guys, find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and Stitcher. And also interact with me on Twitter. We're not on Stitcher?
Yes, yeah, Stitcher.
We're not on the... We're not on Spotify.
Not on Spotify.
We are on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
And then you can interact with me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And I have no fucking idea what episode this was. Whatever. 311, maybe. 311? That's a band.
That's a band.
Come original. You got that come original. Now
that's you got to put that Are they down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one.
Down.
And then, whoa, amber is the color of your energy. That one too.
Whoa.
All right. So now you guys have enjoyed that. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.